Ọlọ́run tí a kò rí tó ṣiṣẹ́ rírí, ó tún ti ṣetán láti ṣiṣẹ́ àmì àti iṣẹ́ ìyanu. Nínú ayé gbogbo ènìyàn níbi ìsọjọ́ ọlọ́sẹ̀ méjì tó máa wáyé lópin ọdún nínú ìjọ CAC Alábùkúnsọ́nà Headquarters, Ìta Àlàmú Ìlọrin, ìpínlẹ̀ Kwara. Lábẹ́ àṣẹ ìpè bàbá wa, Prophet Evangelist Dr. M.O. Adio. Tí a pè ní kọ́kọ́rọ́ tó sílẹ̀kùn ìbùkún ọdún tuntun. Ìsọjí ìtọ́dún yìí máa bẹ̀rẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ kẹfà oṣù kejìlá títí di ọjọ́ kọkàndínlógún oṣù kejìlá. Ọdún tí a wà yìí, ilé dín aago mẹ́rin àbọ̀rọ̀ lé ojoojúmọ́. Àwọn ìránṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run alàyè tí Ọlọ́run máa lò láti fi ìpè wọn jáde túdé ni bàbá wa tí wọ́n jẹ́ olùgbàlejò, Prophet Evangelist Dr. M.O. Adio, Prophet G.A. Akiade Babadi Rock láti ìlú Ìbàdàn, Pastor Noah Adioson láti Ìlọrin, Pastor J.O. Adeniji láti Ìlọrin àti Pastor Gbenga Osaige láti Abuja, pẹ̀lú àwọn olórin ẹ̀mí lọ́lọ́kan òjọ̀kan. Àwọn ìgbìmọ̀ sọjí ọlọ́sẹ̀ méjì tó pé ọdún ni wọ́n ní ká sọ fún gbogbo ènìyàn wípé kátúyáyé kátúyáyà kan darapọ̀ lákòókò ìsọjí yìí. Ẹ jẹ́ kí gbogbo wa tètè dé ká lè bá àrí kọ́kọ́rọ́ tó sílẹ̀kùn ìbùkún àti àwọn ireti bẹ nínú ọdún tuntun gbà. Nítorí Ọlọ́run bàbá wa Michael Ọláòṣẹ́bìkan Adio ayé ló wà.
Ká tó gbàdúrà tó kẹ́yìn.
Before we offer the last prayers.
Mo wà nínú ìwé Kọ́rìntì kejì.
I'm in the book of 2 Corinthians.
Orí kẹwàá.
Chapter number 10.
Ẹ̀ka láti ẹsẹ̀ kẹta.
Start reading from verse 3.
Bí àwa ń ti ẹ̀ rìn nípa ti ara,
ṣùgbọ́n
a ò jagun nípa ti ara má lọ.
We are not waging war by flesh.
Ew. Otan. Bí a bá ti ẹ̀ rìn nípa ti ara,
if we are walking by flesh,
a ò jagun nípa ti ara.
We are not waging war by flesh.
Nítorí ohun ìjà wa ní agbára nínú Ọlọ́run.
Our tools are powerful in the Lord.
Láti wo ibi gíga palẹ̀.
To bring the high places down.
Ènìyàn mélòó nínú yín ló ní ohun ìjà tí ó lágbára nínú Ọlọ́run?
How many of you do have things, tools that are powerful in the Lord?
Ogun tá ń jà láyé.
The war that we wage war, the world.
Kì í ṣogun ìbọn.
It's not of the gun.
Kì í ṣogun ìdá.
It's not of the sword.
Kì í ṣogun ọfà.
Neither is it of the arrow.
Ogun tí ènìyàn ń jà láyé.
The war we wage war in the world.
Ó jẹ́ ogun tí a ò fojú rí.
They are the ones that we cannot see with our naked eyes.
Ogun tí a ò fojú rí.
Wars that cannot be seen with the naked eyes.
Ó lè ní à ń jà o.
That is the war that we human beings fight.
Ogun wo mi kin wo la yin ebon funra eni.
The war look at you and I look at you, we shoot the gun at you.
Yeah, la ma tafa sira eni.
Then you shoot arrows to each other.
Ṣùgbọ́n Paul wi ja ma ru ogun ta nja.
Paul makes us to know the type of war that we are confronting.
O pe ogun yen ni ogun awon alase bi okunkun aye.
He calls the war the wars of the powerful people of the peoples of darkness.
Atojo ti Satan ti sokale.
From the day Satan came from heaven,
laye ti di aye ogun jija.
The world has become the place of war.
Aye ogun si di aye si di ohun ti o nisinmi mo.
And the world has become a place without any rest.
Nigba ti won le Satan saye,
while Satan was sent back into the world,
gbogbo ogun orun kegbe lori aye.
All the heavenly hosts shouted curse on the world.
And to this Satan is sokale.
Because Satan descended.
Pẹ̀lú ìbínú ńlá.
With great anger.
Ó wá ṣiṣẹ́ ibi.
He started working evil.
Láti ìgbà náà.
From that time on.
Ayé ò ní sinmi.
The world had no rest.
Ayé wà ní wàhálà.
The world was in Thomas.
Adupe lowo Olorun.
We are thanking the Lord.
Bi Olorun o ba gbe ilana adura kale.
If the Lord had not established the place of prayers,
aye yi ba buru ju bayi lo.
The world would have been more worse than this.
Olorun gbe ona adura kale gege bi ona abayo.
The Lord established the place of war as a place of victory.
O gbe kale bi ona isegun.
He set it as a place of victory.
Ogbe adura kale bi ona aseyori.
He established it as a place of success.
Nti agbare ewe ati egbo ba se ti adura lo nse.
Whatever leaves and herbs could not do, prayers will do it.
Se an to lagbara ninu Olorun yi.
Things that are powerful in the Lord,
on lawon eniyan o ka si.
They are the things the world hold with contempt and impunity. Do not forget the fact that why did Solas get to rest? Why did the way through God broke? It was as if there is no way they will pass through again. But the way came through. Moses prayed.
Allah sọ fun Moses pe.
The Lord told Moses that.
Ki lo se ta fin ki gbe pe mi?
Why are you calling on me?
Sọ fun Israel ka tẹsiwaju.
Tell Israel to move ahead.
Ki lo wa lọwọ re?
What do you have in your hand?
Wo na wọ re soju okun.
Stretch your hand to the sea.
Ona abayo yo la.
The way through we come.
Moses si se be.
Moses did so.
Nehin yi.
Yeah.
Agbara agbara ti wo ibi giga pale wa o wa Pharaoh.
The power that will bring down the high places showed himself.
Okun wa pin meji.
And the sea divided into two.
Ona wa la.
And there was way through.
Agbara ninu Olorun.
Power in the Lord.
Oni David oni Daniel lo.
Is the one Daniel used.
Nigba to bi lo sinu iho kenun.
While he went to the lion's den.
Kenan won le
parara. The lions couldn't do anything to him.
Awon ta re to pada si wo kenun.
And the enemies went back to the lion's den.
Won se bolaye.
And they never came back alive.
O to agbara ninu Olorun yi.
Powerful in the Lord.
Oni David lo.
It's what David used.
Nigba to bi koju ija si Goliath.
While he waged war against Goliath.
O kere ni di ogun yen.
He was small before the war. There were no weapons and tools that he could use. Even if they gave him anyone, he couldn't use them. And this Goliath that came with
warnings,
with different tools of war, he had helmet on him. The cap of helmet was on him.
There
were nothing that the God could do in his body. The miracle that you cannot believe in. The small stones with which you kill bugs. Where nobody could repose any confidence in. Where anybody could not say the work will come to Daniel through him. It was the catapult David used. As he swung the catapult, he went straight to the skull of the captain of the war and went through the eyelids into his skull. Whosoever the war through will go through, we must fall down first. Things that are powerful in the Lord is the prayers in prayers. Came against the captain of the war.
Oshubu.
He fell down.
David Yara.
David in earnest.
Ogorie.
Went over him.
He that him belegbe.
The sword beside him.
Olofi gbe oriku Olorun.
He used it to cut off the head from
the sword. Asara tin be ninu Olorun.
The power in the Lord.
Awon eyan o kasi.
People hold it with contempt.
Awon eyan o si gbekele.
And people never depose any confidence in it.
Wa ni gbogbo ojo yi.
Days have come.
E gbekele Olorun.
Believe in the Lord. Believe in him. We are walking by flesh. We are not fighting the war by flesh. And we have one tool that is powerful in the Lord.
Every Tuesday.
It is this weapon we are using every Tuesday here. This Tuesday too, you must not add anything to it. You will use this weapon with a faith that has no doubt whatsoever. One of the things the Lord hates is for you to call on him and you have doubt in him. While one man got to the side of Jesus, he asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he told him the world confronting him.
Yes,
Jesus said something that was surprising people. Do you believe I have the power to do it? And the person with the word said he had a belief. Jesus never said be healed or don't be healed. The voice of Jesus was, let it come to you according to your faith. If he had come with deceitful faith, the problem would have gone wrong with him. But because he had come with the faith that it would be accomplished, the matter of the man was perfected and solved. Weapon powerful in the Lord is the Israelites used when they got to the side of the Jericho wall. And the Lord said they should surround the wall 7 times. When it was the 7th day, the Lord said they should shout. He said they should shout in loud voice. If it is powerful in the Lord, where would the noise bring down the house wall? Not to talk of the Jericho wall. The wall that's so powerful that vehicles go over it. While the noise was 7 times, the wall came down. Powerful in the Lord.
This
was the Judah used, and they came over Ammon that day. Use the tools that is powerful in the Lord. Prayer is the one that is powerful in the Lord. Leaves and herbs could not hinder it. Weapons powerful in the Lord. I told you 8 days ago that it will be the one to change the evil day to good day.
It's
the one that will erase the day of death and will give it life. Things that are powerful in the Lord is the one that will give birth to wonders that you cannot understand and believe in. In these 2 minutes, you are going to use your weapon. If you know the name of Jesus as your tool, you will bring it. You will not allow it to drop. We will go before the Lord. What is the high places that are before you? Is it barrenness? Is it still bath? Or different kinds of poverty? Or you have been tormented in problems? Or the problems of sickness of younger days? Or the world that will know you and will continue to undo you? Or the one underneath that you cannot run away from? Whatever you see before you as a mountain, the Lord said, I should tell you that after calling the name of Jesus, you will call the name of Jesus 3 times. Lord, the high place before me, this is it. And I want the high place to be brought down before 31st December. What you want it destroyed before December. It's more than your power. It's more than your wisdom. Higher than your knowledge. You have gone to the hospital. Hospital could not solve them. All the treats you have applied, none has solved them. You will use the powerful thing in the Lord.
Jesus wi pe
Jesus says
oruko mi
in my name
let me sudade
you will drive the evil spirits
on konte ba ti ru oruko yi bere
anything you ask under the name of the Lord Jesus
Olorun o se
he said he would do it
awa pari won be lasan
we have not come here to shout for the fun of it
awa bere
we have come to ask and we must receive
awa kankun
we have come to knock and the door must be open unto us because our Lord is alive and his power is forever do not forget brethren the Lord
the
high places that are causing you to be afraid use your tool and weapon over it. Let me tell you, I am going to offer the prayers. Please, let's be on our feet today. After calling the name of Jesus, what you see and is higher than you. Maybe the matter of your children, or maybe your matrimonial home, or maybe the matter of your wife, or the matter of the job of your life. Continue to think of the higher place that's before you, that you want them destroyed and brought down today. These are the things, Lord, I want you to bring down. This last section of our prayer is the prayer that will bring the place of war. After calling the name of Jesus, Jesus is the captain of the war. Captain of the war over the war. Powerful over those that are powerful. We are working by flesh. But what are flesh will build? When people dress very well, you would know that there are things they are under. There are so many problems that is covering with the clothes. And if they are talk without any way through. A child was announced in the radio.
I saw a million till now.
They said that God is going to spend millions. Since the day they've been advertising, they've not gotten anybody to donate the money. The higher place before that child will consume millions upon millions. I will go to India to seek the reverend. That is the higher place before him. What higher place is before you? That could be the bottom you have in your life. You call the name of Jesus three times. You will be the one to enumerate
this.
Lord, these are the things that are higher than me. I want you, Lord, to bring them down before the end of this year. Before the end of this year. Give the Lord the ultimatum. There is power in his hand. Anything you ask is what the prophet told Lord promised. You are going to call the name of Jesus three times. Happiness will be recorded. These three times they're going to call
him.
Stands for the examples of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that will give birth to the miracles in your life.
Say it
before the Lord.
Unlowing that, I know what by.
You are using your weapon right now.
Oh, ija lonlo lowo yen.
You are using your weapon right now.
O si lagbara ninu Olorun.
And is powerful in the Lord.
Ibiri giga wo lo fe ko bo wo pale.
What higher place do you want the Lord to bring down for you?
To ba si aisan ni.
If it is sickness.
Ko wo pale.
Let him bring it down. Aini
ko wo pale.
Bring it down.
Aromo bi ko wo pale.
But then let's bring it down.
Ko wo pale. Ogun ifaju ko ma wo pale. Ogun ko ma wo pale. Alagala ko ma wo pale.
Nightmare, bring it down.
Oku iseju kan pere
iseju kan pere
ibi giga ota o gbadọ wo pale.
Higher place that's a wall must be brought down.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Adaga Babylon wo. Adaga Babylon wo.
Adaga Babylon wo. Adaga Babylon wo.
Esoro, esoro.
Adaga Babylon wo.
Oh, oh, oh.
Adaga Babylon wo.
Tell the Lord this very moment. From today onwards.
Lord God Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ. What has this body, my bloodstream?
God,
take your independence from today onwards. Independence, freedom. Amen. You will offer the third prayer from today onwards. From today onwards. Go away.
Oh, brother, padama.
You must not come back. Go against the recurrent words of your life. Go against it.
He's
a despise.
Ogun to n gbadura.
You that
bo ba lo atunde.
When you go, it comes back.
To ba ri be.
If it's so.
Olu a si oku ogun aye mi loni ogun to n lo to n bo.
Olu
a si oku e loni.
Bury it.
Olu a si oku e loni.
Bury it today.
E si oku e loni.
Bury it today.
Ogun to n lo to n bo nu aye mi.
Walls that are going to come.
Bo ba lo ko gbadọ pada mo.
It goes, it must not come back again.
Ogun oya 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 oya. ma lo.
Go away.
Oya kere ma lo be.
Pack your loss.
Ma lo be. Ma lo be.
Go away.
Ma lo be.
Go away.
Ogun to nlo to nbo.
Words that are recurrent. The Lord rebukes you.
Ese amela.
Amen.
Owo ton re gbe lori e.
Your right hand, your head.
Oruko Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oke marona koja. Oluwa bisubu.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Ebe ton wo bi bi giga yen. Lato ni lo ori mo.
Amen.
Orimo.
Amen.
Oke ti a o foju ri. Orimo.
Amen.
Olorun to wa ba nbi o yanju oro e.
Amen.
Olorun to wa ba nbi o pari oro e.
Amen. In the name of Jesus.
Lato ni e ma lo lalafia.
Amen.
Adura to ti gba o ti ri be.
Amen.
Ogun ni boruko re.
Hallelujah.
Boni ogun ni boruko re.
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ. Oluwa wa.
Amen. 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 In the name of Jesus.
Oro na le ti gbo yi latenu iranse Olorun Alufa Woli ati Ajihinre Michael Ola Osebikan Adio eni ti Olorun lo ninu ijo apostle ti Christi. Eti o wa ni odikeji ile epo corn oil italamu iru ilorin ti e ba wa baba wa e o ri baba ninu olorun e o si ri olorun ninu won mo fi da yin loju wipe ti e ba wa isoro yi ko ni ba yin pada lole ti e ba ni ife lati pe baba e pe won si ago 080-3396-1683 alabukun ni olorun wa e wa e o si ba olorun pade lo si dara fun yin.
Let your power flow.
As the year 2022 approaches, we must put on the whole armor of God to do warfare in the realm of the spirit and position ourselves to hear from heaven. That's why CSC Alabukun Zona Headquarters, Italamu Ilorin, invites you to the part of the annual 2 weeks revival tagged Keys That Open the Door Blessings in the New Year. The Power Packed Revival will take place from December 5th to December 19th, 2021. Time 4:30 p.m. Venue CSC Alabukun Church Auditorium, Italamu Ilorin. Come and receive the ministry of our Father, Prophet Evangelist Dr. Emo Adio. And our guest ministers, Prophet G. Akinade from Ibadan, Pastor Noah Adioshion from Powerful Prayer Bible Church, Pastor Jeo Adeniji, and Pastor Bingo Sage from Abuja. God is set to visit you like never before. See you there.